Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Dad, it's Helen. This is a really good fair warning. So it's my birthday. It's coming up. It's March 25th. March 25th. And this year, I just expect like a text, like not a call. I know that's like way too much effort, but a text or like, I mean, I have sent you my address now, so a card would be amazing, but like no pressure, because obviously like I'm super cool. I don't really care either way. But like Danny, don't say this is needy because it's not. I love you. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Rosie.
Welcome
to Daddy Look At Me.
With me, Helen.
Rosie. Fucking hell. This is going to be an absolute chore, and we've got the best guest on ever today.
Shall we just introduce her?
I mean, I feel like she's a presence, and they already feel that she's here.
You know I'm here.
Shut up, that was so sexual.
Oh my god.
You know I'm here.
It's Jade Adams.
Hello, Jade.
Oh, hello, girls.
How are you?
I'm feeling great.
Are you actually feeling great?
Well, actually, no, I'm very hormonal today.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one of those days because I am reaching an age where my body would like for it to put a baby into it.
Yeah.
And so every period I get tricked into like hating my period so much that I'll put a baby in it. It's just evolution. I'm ignoring it.
Oh, ignore. And you just think like the most hormonal. Is it angry or emotional?
It's emotional. Like it's real. Like last night on stage, I talk about a 92-year-old grandmother of my partner on stage, and during the conversation I cried, which I haven't done at all. I haven't, like, I've just spoken about her, about how cool she is, and then yesterday I cried.
The moment takes you sometimes.
Yeah, it really did.
And then you still stayed and drank gin and tonics afterwards.
Yes, babes. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you in your shake-up?
Mate, I'm done. I'm good. No, I'm good.
Are you just done?
I'm like 2 weeks ago. I'm like in between.
Oh. I'm having that annoying day where I think I'm done, but I've still got something up.
Spotting.
There.
Yeah, it's that irony smell, like metallic down there.
I'm a bit like, can I go? Am I dry?
I'm never dry.
Can I wear white trousers yet?
Yeah. Why would you wear white trousers?
Babes.
Are you serious?
I've just bought a white suit.
Fuck. Are you nervous already though?
I can't wait for it. Suit and that hat.
Oh my God,
We're not married?
Because I'm with Rich Wilson. I know, I think about it all the time. That's why I constantly ask you about your love life, because I will live vicariously through whoever it is that dates you.
So why do I just sit here while this happens? Jack, this is fucking bullshit. Why does this always happen? It's like, this is our podcast.
Yeah.
You give me a coaster and you give her a proposal. What the fuck is this? Jade, Adam, welcome to the podcast, I guess. Like, thank you so much for coming. Are you a show off of a child?
I am.
Leave it there.
Fuming.
I'm not pissed.
She's livid.
It's not nice being around with two women bleeding, is it? It's uncomfortable for me.
I'm not bleeding yet.
I'm bleeding a little bit, but not loads.
This sums up women perfectly. Neither of them are actually bleeding and they're both whinging about bleeding. Like, I'm fucking done with this.
Classic.
You're not bleeding. You're not bleeding. You're not bleeding. Move on. Tell us about you when you were younger.
Well, I mean, this is almost like this podcast. I know it's your podcast, but it almost feels like it was made for me.
We did actually make it. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
This is so crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God, I felt it.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, I really felt it. So yes, when I was a child, I have actually been on stage since I was five.
Five is very young.
Yeah.
Was that like a dance recital? Or?
I used to do something called freestyle disco dancing. My auntie owned a dance school. My dad's youngest sister.
Oh my God.
He's one of six. And she used to run a dance school in this old church that had parquet flooring that was splintered. And we had to dance barefoot on it for 13 years.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty hard.
And what age were you when you started these dance lessons?
Five.
And set the scene for us. You walk in from a car park. You're in Bristol.
There's
I'm
no
assuming.
Car park. You're parking on the street. You walk in to the church,
and is it all through?
Do you pay for parking?
No, this was in 1989. Yeah, 1989, 1990, in Henbury in Bristol.
Right. In the middle of winter, girls walking in leotards.
Leotards. Well, actually, you didn't wear leotards with freestyle disco dancing. There wasn't really a uniform except for the tracksuit that you'd wear on the coach on the way to the to whatever town hall that you're performing in.
I've seen like dance bands and LBC. What colour?
Well, they had two different types. So if you were over 15, you got a mint green one. And then if you were under 15, you had a pink one.
Lovely.
She had this fucking massive school. And then it slowly got depleted over time because more schools started.
Oh, classic.
But she used to be the main school in the Southwest.
And were you a star pupil?
No, babes.
I wasn't.
I had to be in her school because I was related to her. But if it was her choice, I'm sure she wouldn't have had someone so shit in the school.
What was it, like a lack of flexibility, lack of focus, musicality?
I was actually a very good dancer and I
okay.
still am.
Well, we're not arguing about this. I'm just asking what it was like.
Why did you assume Jade wasn't flexible?
She's a big girl. Has that got anything to do with... Don't get... Jade is now standing
Come
up to prove
on
a point.
Helen.
I'm also a big girl. What is this? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jade, that's not the splits, babe.
Yeah, but
Jade is sitting on the floor. Jade literally just got up to prove she's flexible and sat on the floor. That's all you've done. She's now trying to touch her toes. That's not proving anything. Oh my God, I wish the listener could see this. Her face is absolutely livid right now. Oh, go on, I'll probably point at my headphones off, sit on the floor and just sit down.
Whoa.
You're flexible, I guess, then.
Yeah, very flexible.
I can do the splits.
You can!
I can. I'm not going to try that. It's a dignity. Sorry, you were good. You were flexible then.
Are you our breath?
Fuck you, Helen Bauer.
I feel I'm going to be quiet for about 5 minutes and let Rosie do the interview because me and Jade are having a moment.
Oh my God.
Just, I want to say that me and Jade actually are friends. Right, babe?
Yeah, babe.
Yes. Fuck, that's so healthy, isn't it? I personally think you're an incredibly talented dancer and I can't see why in any way you wouldn't be the best pupil.
You're great at sitting on the floor.
And trying to touch your toes.
That's it.
So I've always been fat. Or chubby. I wasn't fat when I was a kid. But I was chubby. Always chubby.
Yeah.
And when you're a freestyle disco dancer, you've got to be one of the skinny kids that can fly around the stage. And I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
My older sister Jenna could. Oh, yeah.
Yay. And were you in class with her?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not only was I in class with her, because disco dancing, you have four types of levels. So in each heat, there's beginners, starters, intermediates, and champs.
Champions.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And then there's different ages. So you've got under 10s, under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, and adults, which is the 18. And then you have to quit. Basically, people end up becoming...
So adult stops at 18. I'd love it if there's one 50-year-old man also doing splits. Woo! My name's Dave, and I'm here to compete.
Basically, most dancers spend their entire childhood doing this type of dance and then probably end up as a Tesco supervisor after, because there's nothing after it.
Darcy Bustle did all right.
She didn't do freestyle disco dancing.
Well, that's why ballet, she missed out.
Ballet, you can have a long old, prima ballerinas can be, you can have a long old career in your 20s.
Well,
But freestyle disco dancing stops at 18.
That's unless you
have, and then you have a kid, and then that kid is forced into freestyle disco
I
dancing.
I love when you say kid, you point at you.
Did I just point at you? Yeah. I would definitely get pregnant right now.
You said you have a kid.
Right in my vagine. If I had a kid there, then that kid would then go on to free. Well, I wouldn't do that to my child. No, I might. I don't know, really. I don't regret any of it. Like, there's a lot of stuff on paper with freestyle disco dancing that's really quite horrific.
Yeah.
Like the makeup and stuff? Is it like
the makeup, the hair, the skinny, the costumes, the athleticism, the training and all of that? Yeah. It might be tantamount to child abuse, but it's not.
No.
Because what actually I really love about it is that I did it for 13 years. Even though I wasn't very good at it, I did it for 13 years and it's made me who I am today. And I think it's done that to so many other people
Rosie,
as well.
Don't laugh. Be respectful. How is that funny?
Because I
she
just
is
went
who
on the
she
floor.
Is because of freestyle disco
Stop
dance.
It.
No, I think that's amazing. But you were a dancer. Were you a singer? Were you an actor? Did you do everything? Because like now, as an adult, you're an everything performer.
Yeah,
you can do anything. Like so, you must have done more than just dance.
Yeah. So after I did freestyle disco dancing, when I went to school, how explain the school situation. So we went to the local primary school near my house in Bristol, Victoria Park Junior School. And then I was picked on when I went to junior school because I was different than the other girls. Because in order to fit in when you're at school, you kind of have to be a little bit basic and not really sort of, if there's a, if there's a top dog, you don't challenge her.
Yeah, totally.
But I've always been not like that.
You challenged her, didn't you?
I try and be funny. And then what happens is I end up being funnier than the top dog. And then the top dog can't handle it. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a lot of primary school alone. And then mum didn't want me to go to that primary school. She wanted me to go somewhere where my sister was already. And she'd gone to Redcliffe, which was not a private school, but it was a very good comprehensive school in Bristol up the road from our house.
In Redlands, isn't it?
No, it's in Redcliffe.
Redcliffe.
Which is actually quite a posh school. Yeah. It, like posh school in the middle of a really rough area of Bristol. It's right in the middle of the flats. These massive tall flats. And when I went to that school, obviously I was one of the most Bristolian people there, I think.
Yeah.
But there were loads of girls that had mum and dad have put them through grade five music and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So my first couple of years, I hung out with these girls and we smoked and got into trouble by lighting school toilets on fire.
No, you can't just go on. You're disco dancing by the weekend, you're setting fire to toilets, but you started selling that story like it was a swan song, like I was bullied, I didn't get given a chance, but you set fire to toilets. Like,
set fire to the toilets, the other girls did, and then they all ganged up on me and blamed me.
Fuck off!
And then my mum and dad had to come into the school. This was in year 7 or so year 8.
Fuck, that's 11
you
years old.
You didn't do that!
That I didn't do it. I'm I seem like I'm hard and I do stuff like that, but I'm a massive, I'll be honest.
Those nasty fucking bitches.
Yeah.
And they all got together and blamed you.
Yeah, all blame me, yeah. So we all went in. I was smoking as well. My sister got me smoking quite a young age.
Yeah, well, you were so fit from the disco dance. If anything, you needed to have a handicap because the kids were finding it unfair.
Exactly.
Can you imagine an overweight 11-year-old wheezing on the freestyle dance floor? And they're like, do the splits. And you just sit down and go...
Well, I used to feign asthma attacks when I did disco dancing.
What, just to pretend?
No, just to get off the dance floor. I couldn't be bothered. I just wanted to get dressed and put the makeup on and the hair and stuff.
Fucking amazing.
So I used to fake a lot of asthma attacks.
See, people will think that's you trying to shy away from the spotlight but not staying on it. But as someone who also faked illnesses, I 100% know it's because you need the attention because there's other girls competing and they're also being looked at. If you have a medical emergency, you're going to be watched more because you stand out.
Yeah.
I get it.
I do not want to be... So basically, if I go for something and I know that when I do this thing I'm going to look shit, I'd rather turn that thing down and look busy than I would do look shit. And so I've always been like that as well. So I will either shy away and get better at it. And then when I first do it, I smash it. Or I just won't do that thing until I know I'm ready. So I've got a real massive sense of awareness of how good I am at stuff. So I know I can how to do something to a point where people will be impressed by it.
Great. I want to take that seriously, but you did just sit on the floor and do the split.
Yeah, well, I've got jeans on, Helen.
Okay, fine! I'm moving on from that.
So you went to this lovely school.
I went to a lovely school. They had a very good music department. So after that all happened with the fire and stuff, I was on my own. And then these girls came over to me. I'll call them nerds because they're not nerds anymore. These girls came over to me and said, I was sat with my lunch on my knees and they said, do you want to come and join us in the music room? And that moment changed my life.
Oh my God, I feel like this is like a school of rock moment.
So I went into the music room and that's where I stayed for years. I ended up going to the choir. I learned about music. To that point, the only artistic expression I had was freestyle disco dancing. But then
still
I learned
a good
about,
one.
It's still a good one.
So was that where you sang?
Yeah, that was the first time I ever sang was when I was 15, 13, 14. I was in chamber choir with Paul Potts from Britain's Got Talent.
No. Shut up!
Yeah, he was in our school choir. He wasn't part of the school, but the church that my school was attached to had a huge choir and some people that weren't at the school would come and sing.
How old is he? I thought he was like 17.
No, he's in his, I think, late 40s. But he didn't go to the school. He was like one of the older people that would sing with the choir. But the girls, so Jo Jones was my best friend at school. She
great name,
alliterate. Jo played piano and I watched her play piano for an entire year and then invited my mum and dad to a summer serenade where they thought I was going to sing in the choir and actually I sat on a piano and played My Heart Will Go On, but the Rose version.
But you learned it, did Jo teach you?
She just taught me over a year and then I watched her play and I just picked it up.
And you didn't tell your mum and dad.
They cried their eyes out and bought me a keyboard.
I feel so emotional hearing that story. How old were you then? 15?
I was about 14, 15.
Oh my God.
And then and then there was one of the other girls that I hung out with who was part of the group called Hannah, and she used to go and do like musical theatre, amateur dramatic things.
Oh my God, like outside of school. That's the fucking dream. Yeah. Go for it.
So North Bristol, I know your mother used to run an acting.
Anne Bauer School of Drama from my living room. Yeah. That was in Fleet Service Station on the M3. Don't be a bitch. Honestly, I got trained quite well. Actually, the Bristolised Deadford quite a few times.
Oh, did you?
I was quite a successful child at it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Got first quite a few times.
Thank you. Babe.
I was a festival bitch. I was a drama festival bitch. You did choral speaking, verse speaking, solos. Like, I did, very dramatic monologues.
I was Mary.
Yeah, Rosie was Mary in the Nativity.
What?
And I never got to be Mary in the Nativity.
You were Mary?
Oh, fuck that. Right, yes. Oh, I was Joseph twice. I don't like, what's the point?
How are you getting main parts in your stand-up comedians? Get fucked, both of you. I had to stand there with a fucking tea towel on my head and then later on exchange that for a bit of fucking tinsel because they made me half a shepherd and half an angel.
Okay, we're all yelling at each other now and I want to take it down a notch because we're scaring Jack. You all right, baby?
I'm all right.
Okay, good boy.
Right, good boy.
Right, carry on. Let's all calm down. Rosie was Mary.
I was Mary.
I'd love it if we say anything now onwards and I'm like, I had a drama school in my house. I was Mary.
Little donkey on a dusty road. Got to keep on plodding on with your precious load.
In your school choir, did you do songs that were like really not appropriate for you guys to be doing?
Well, actually, our school music teacher, Ed Davies, wrote a musical for us called Angelus, which was about this fictional nightclub that we all hung out in called Angelus.
Shut
and
up.
And one of the girls, Faith... It was all Buffy related. One of the girls, because we were obsessed with Buffy and he really picked up on, because we were there in the music room every single fucking day and we were like the angels that came down and saved Faye from a world of like drugs and stuff, because she'd like had this talent for singing and then was taken away by Pamela Martin, Agents of the Stars, and like given drugs while she was like trying to get a record contract.
Wait, your music teacher wrote this for you guys?
Yeah.
It was
there was a lot of Buffy references in it.
Faith.
Yeah.
Gay.
Elijah Dusku.
Yeah.
Or the character Faith.
Character. I think she got with Willow.
When?
In my head.
I was like, hang on, babe. There's been no hint at this. And the last person we saw her fuck was a really hot black guy. It's really great. Anyway, so he wrote this musical about for us. And we played the angels. And then when he did it for a second time a few years later, I played Pamela Martin, Agents of the Stars.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And was it like a proper full school production or was it just for his favourites?
Full school. It was for his favourites, but we were his favourites. But there was a whole big group of people that did it, but it was a full school production. production. It was very Mr. G Summer's Heights eye.
Like, this is literally like that whole like E ecstasy. Oh my
so
god.
So did you have your own songs?
Yeah, we had our own songs.
Amazing.
I mean, all of them are escaping me right now. That's
I just want to know how seriously the school was taking it, because clearly it's got a music department you can hang out in. The music department's good. The teacher's writing their own musical. They're not fobbing you off some Wizard of Oz shit.
No.
Are you auditioning at the age of 15? Is he bringing you in one at a time?
They're auditioned, yeah. But he also chose who he wanted. So the girl that played Faith originally was a girl called Felicity that was in my sister's year. And then it was... And then when we redid Angelus again, then Lisa Clifford played...
And were they better than you?
They were... Well, I at that point, I couldn't sing. I was sort of a bit tone deaf. And all my two friends used to tell me quite a lot that I couldn't sing.
And did you believe them?
I did, yeah. I'd moved to London in my 20s and late 20s it was. I always think it's early, but I was in Wales for the entire of my 20s. But I moved.
Did you get lost?
What, in my 20s?
In Wales.
I got actually.
Oh, Rosie, that was the worst joke fucking ever. That was like a cringy dad. Like, did you get lost?
I didn't get it.
In Wales. Because there wasn't a joke. Like, but she said it in a way that there was a joke. So I had to listen and be like, that's been said like a joke. What's the joke?
And then there was no joke.
In Wales, the whole 20s. Oh, did you get lost in Wales? That was, she actually made that a joke. She's paid to do this. She's what's bullshit? She's hired as a writer for stuff.
She's a writer on sex education.
I know. Madness.
Episode 4.
I know. It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good, Rosie.
I love it. You know, I tweeted it. The best.
It's really good.
Okay.
But that wasn't. Anyway, moving on.
So I'd moved to London, and my housemate Clayton, I was singing along to Time to Say Goodbye. This was when I just started comedy. I'd moved to London to become a comedian, and I was singing to Time to Say Goodbye whilst I was ironing. Mm-hmm. And he came down and he went, that sounds really good. So I just added it into my act, and then and then since that I've just do it more and more, and I've got better and better. That's how I learned. That's how
so
I've learned to
you
sing.
Didn't have any training?
Nope.
Insane.
Learned
it's
on a job,
talent,
mate.
Isn't it?
I believe that everyone can sing.
I
know, and it's such
yeah, but
a
you've
nice
got
sentiment.
You've got a disability. But I believe there is a way for you to, because singing's all about going with what is there and what is there to what's the way your diaphragm moves, the way your you would find a singing teacher that would be able to cultivate a sound from the voice you have. Yeah. And that's why I believe everyone can sing.
Oh my god!
I just think it's such a nice sentiment. I just don't think it's true.
It is. It's true. I know it's true. I know it's fucking true. Gareth Malone has proven it on BBC loads of times.
Yeah, but that right, choirs are different though.
Yeah, but that's still singing. That's still learning to tune into other people. Mm. It's all the same thing. It's the same old thing. Of course, there's people with different styles of voices. Yeah. Like, I am massively good at opera. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. But there.
Oh, that was gross. Why did you make eye contact with me then? You knew I wasn't going to be okay with that. I've got wonderful breasts. It's not my fault.
Oh my god, your breast, that one you're holding in that photo looks just like
New Year's.
It looks just like Jordan's head.
Oh my god. I thought it was a baby. It was like, why is she holding a baby with a massive
head? I posted it on Twitter and on Instagram. I was like, this is such a funny picture. And I thought it was all fun, taken in like good jest. And then Jordan like commented on both of them, being like, just so everyone knows, this was taken at 8 o'clock and it was her idea. And it's like, why? Do you know what I mean? It was just having fun, mate. Let's not kill it with facts.
It.
Yeah. It was amazing though. Jack, do you want to see? I can recreate it for you if you want. He's done me from getting my tit out in the studio, which is so funny for me. Jack, look at me.
No.
Look at it. And I was like this.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
I know. It? Isn't it a big boy?
It's so circular.
So, you ever do... what sort of school plays did you do apart from Angelus?
We did Angelus. We did Midsummer Night's Dream, where I played Mustard Seed.
Oh, fuck it. I got a fairy in Midsummer Night's Dream as well. I got Cobweb or something.
Yeah, Cobweb. I remember Cobweb.
I know, but like I should have got Helena.
Oh, my God. I was so obsessed with a lad that played another fairy called Matt Yandel. Oh, my God. That poor guy. I stalked him around school. I used to stalk him round school.
I want to hear more about this.
Oh, my God, Rosie, you're so fit.
Is it the denim one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wearing the violet tape.
It's fit, isn't it?
Yeah, you look well fit.
She just sends them randomly.
I'd love to get all of that.
Oh, we can forward them. Yeah, no great. Stress.
Lovely.
But mine will be fully naked.
Yeah.
That ingrown hair I was telling you about yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a massive disappointment. Had to go on it at 4 a.m., 4:30.
When you were pissed, easiest time to do it. Yeah.
And Rosie, it's my Jade, pay attention to me.
Great, bra.
You, bra, what hair? This isn't Jack.
How are you single?
She's me. I was talking about, what should we talk about? And Rosie got distracted by showing pictures of herself naked.
Mm. Rosie, I just need to say something to you. I'm sorry what? I fell in love with Rich before I met you.
Imagine the things have been different.
I know.
Yeah, we could get married. You could wear your white suit.
Oh, yeah.
A real blue hat.
In the evening, I'm wearing a big fucking dress in the day,
yeah,
mate.
Me too.
Yeah.
Get my tailor to make it. But then there like a white corset.
Oh yeah, nice.
Long shirt, right?
Tits right up.
Yeah,
great.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jade, you were being so useful by helping us segue into relationship and attention
in
that.
You did
that. And then Rosie went, do you want to see a picture of me half dressed? And you were like, yeah. Which is right, I'm taking it off you. Don't even try it.
Rich is away. He's in Chamonix. Do you know that? No, he's not with Heston. Oh, I love that you've brought that up. My boyfriend's not with Heston Blumenthal right now.
He's incredible. Yeah. I remember when Waitrose released his range and we just had it for Christmas. Like, everyone got given a different, like, Heston thing.
I've never been in Waitrose.
I haven't either.
What?
Oh, sorry, I'm from Hampshire. I don't know how many times I have to say this. I'm from Hampshire.
I mean, it's a lie. I've been in Waitrose. I really like those seaweed thins.
What a sea! Oh, I've got loads of those at home. You can have them. I got them in a dressing room the other day, and I don't want them.
I love it.
I love them.
Oh, great! Then I don't know what to do with them because I didn't want to throw them away.
Give them, me.
Or Rosie.
Who's doing better? Who's got more money?
Yeah.
Who is doing better?
I think you are.
Do you think? I think you are.
I don't know. You're both very sick. Yes, Jack. We've got 10 minutes.
Jack, shall we?
Stuff in your face, Jade. Stop
shall
it.
We reveal what you bought yourself?
Jade.
Got my own mic.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it.
I'm gonna infiltrate.
That's it. I told you not to turn around.
Oh, I turned around for fucking that. Fuck's sake, Jack.
Out of breath again now. Cheers, Jack.
You're all.
I'm so sorry.
You're such a bitch.
I don't know why I'm like this with you. It's because I really want you to like me, so I try and show up.
She's such a cunt.
Because I think it forces bonding, but I know it doesn't.
I love it, but there are. But it's. Do you know what? You're a very good indication with someone if they've got their shit together. So if you ever meet someone that takes your banter, let's call it that, but it's better than that.
Yeah.
But someone who takes your banter badly and gets offended by it.
Yeah.
Or you feel like you can't do banter around them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a very good indication that that person's got badness in them.
Really?
I think so,
I do. Yeah. Absolutely. If you take life too seriously,
mm-hmm.
you're a cunt.
Yeah.
That's so
well, that was
bad.
Really nice, Rosie. That was really beautiful. Let's get that on a t-shirt.
My wife is profound.
If you take life too seriously, you're a cunt. There you go. Because put that on a t-shirt and enjoy yourself.
The dramatic tension that you naturally... Oh, it's
yeah,
great.
The tension that she brings to every sentence.
Enjoy, though. It's like when you had a hard morning today, I was so relaxed. Life is too short to worry, rush, or talk to cunts. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So sorted then, is that's it done
yeah.
then?
Yeah.
Never be sad again?
No, never.
Thank you, Rosie.
It's true.
Did you ever show up for to get boys? You know, before you met me.
Yeah, me and my childhood friend Paula used to snog each other in bars to get beer from boys.
What, how old?
Did it work?
It's just 18. And younger than that, I used to sit, because we all used to sit in alphabetical order. Yeah. So most of school, I sat next to this lad who
James.
I just...
James.
No.
Johnny.
It's surname, you fucking moron.
A surname.
Alphabetical order is always...
I was always...
James Andrews.
I was always at the top of the register and he was just below me. And he used to pretend... during geography, we'd like touch each other under the table and stuff. During geography, he was quite popular.
Like hand stuff?
Yeah, hand stuff.
Over clothes?
Over clothes during okay. geography.
Like you'd give an erection and then he would just be stuck with it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I remember this phase of life, it was good.
And then when I was 15, he came over to my house and I lost my virginity to him.
Oh, so cute. I love that because you know them.
Yeah, but
and
then...
And you're like, I know this penis.
Then he denied it at school because his best friend was upstairs going through my sister's knicker drawer. And because she was super popular, I was Jenna Adams' sister. She was really popular at school. And he was upstairs and
Bleep.
Put his dick in me. Oh, I said his name again. Please get rid of it. Put his dick in me and put it back out because it hurt. And then that's how I lost my virginity. And then the next day, his friend told everyone and then he denied it and still denies it to this day.
Oh my God.
That's fucking horrible.
Come on, you put your dick in Jade.
Also, like, why did he come over with a mate?
I know. It's just that weird 15-year-old thing that you
I know,
do.
But it's like it's just so bizarre. Like
he lost his virginity to me as well. He should be proud of it. I'm on telly now. No one else at school is on telly.
He's not still denying it, is he?
Yeah, he still denies it. But all
when
the lads
the last
knew.
Time you checked in? Is it like every 2 weeks? Well, like alarm on your phone. Do you admit it now?
I did it. It was in my first ever show I did up in Edinburgh in 2016 when I was nominated for Best Newcomer.
Didn't win.
I should have.
Drama, I love it.
He found out I was saying it on stage, and I wasn't. I for a while I used to say his name on stage, and I've stopped now to hide his identity.
Because what he's like in the public eye.
I'm on telly now. It's a bit mean to say real names and stuff. We were 15. It's fine. But yeah, he denied it, and most boys would hide that they were being sexual with me. Me and this other guy used to snog in the drama cupboard that had mannequins in it for about a year. We used to just go down and just get really hot and horny
anyone
with each
else
other.
I wouldn't believe that, but you are like yeah. makes complete sense.
Mannequin
like
come.
You would be waiting amongst the mannequins and he'd come in and the part of the game was he had to guess which one was you.
It was very obvious.
Yeah, you stood out. But you think it's like that's your sex game when you're 15, which is like, which one am I? I'm a still image of power.
It was it was in the drama cupboard that was underneath the flats surrounding the school, but then got decommissioned because it had asbestos.
I love how you said good school at the beginning and the more you say about it the more I'm like it wasn't a good school.
No, it had good grades. Ofsted loved it, but the school had concrete cancer.
And then everyone died.
Everyone died. I survived and now I'm on telly.
Well, that feels like a lovely place to end it. I mean, everyone died, you're on telly, you're flexible. You're a beautiful woman, and I think now we're going to have to pass over to Daddy.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
And prepare for the best 2 minutes of your life.
I'm going to show at the end of every episode, take my baby out. for a day.
You're her baby, even though it's creepy because the whole episode has been about you guys having sex.
So we start the day in matching tracksuits.
Oh, I love that. Velour?
Yeah.
Mint green.
Juicy.
Pink.
Pink, juicy velour tracksuits.
And then we will go dancing.
What type?
You know.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
Disco.
I'd love to see you do freestyle.
I will do the splits. You will sit on the floor until I'm done. And then we're gonna jump in the cab and we are going round to see the naughty, naughty boy and daddy, me, and gonna get him and say,
who's the naughty boy? Yeah, the one. Yeah, okay, right.
Bleep.
say the full name. Bleep.
Bleep.
Bleep, blabber, bleep.
Bleep, 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 bleep. And then I'm gonna pop him up on the wall by his throat and I'll say, do you admit that you had sexual intercourse with my girl Jade?
Please tell me his brother's hanging around as well, sniffing through something.
He's got lots of brothers.
All seven of them, then.
They're little. And they'll admit it, and then we'll go away. I'll show you my bra.
I love this. This is such a great date.
And then we get married.
Yeah.
And then we have the rest of our lives together.
What will our the end? I think what should end our wedding song should be a song from like kind of school, but kind of like sort of vintage vibes. It should be a song from Sister Act 2.
Oh my God!
Don't no. I want to be involved.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, Brother Boring, Lord of Love. Hearts fall like flowers.
And then Whoopi Goldberg appears, and then she's like, "You guys aren't singing well enough. We'll do some vocal exercises to warm up." Fucking dream. You've been the best guest.
You've been amazing. I love you.
I love you, Daddy.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, sisters. Hello, Muddy. Hello, Marina. It's Rosie and Helen.
Hello. I'm sorry, Rosie just bummed me out, so I'm going to be sad and quiet while she invites you.
Yeah, I don't know the sad story, but to make us all happy, how about stop crying?
Sorry, it's just really emotional.
How about you come and talk to us about your childhood?
The world is so unfair.
Yeah, it is. But tell you who's fun. You too.
Yeah, we can't wait to be able to chat with you about your childhood and just have lots of laughs and lols.
Could you actually just come in now, because I tried stopping Helen crying. I tried tickling her under her cheek, and even that's not working.
It's just a really difficult time
to be alive.
Yay, see you soon. And the world's on fire.
Bye.
Bye.
Deleted.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.